What's the deal with the name?
Well, we always keep the Clear Lake Campers, and the drink Jump and Fall is in honor of our friend Zeke, who thought he was 20 again and tried to jump over a lawn chair and sprained his ankle.
Does not sound like a pretty situation. Do you think drink Jump and Fall could be the new Stop, Drop, and Roll?
Yes, it could be.
What would the friendly mascot be to preaching this message?
Scott is our dog Hunter.
What kind of a slogan would he have?
Wolf, wolf.
Are you into hunting?
Yes.
What kind of animals do you hunt?
Anything that moves. If it's brown, it's down.
Just don't like things that move?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's brown, it's down.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
We get funny moments from our championships to make a new name every year. We like to go on drunken family boat cruises stuff, so.
If your team was a food, what food would it be?
Well, we'd probably be beer, pretzels, and pizza.
Sounds like a great diet to keep you going on through the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of songs do you listen to get pumped about trivia? It keeps you motivated?
Yeah, it does.
Have you ever heard of DJ Albino?
No, I haven't.
Well, just based on his name, how long do you think it would take him to get a sunburn?
Probably about 2 minutes.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever is inside as your own?
Yeah, if it's brown, it's down. Yes, of course.
What if what was inside was DJ Albino?
Yeah, if it's brown, it's down.
What would be the best pickup line in a bar coming from your team?
Wolf, wolf.
Fantastic. Short and simple there. How do you guys keep up team morale when things start to get slow and drag on?
Well, the first person that falls asleep gets a wolf wolf drawn on their face.
For Trivia Focus, I am Evan.
And this is Capito.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th. From 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 17 of Trivia 38 are Question 1 is worth 5 points, Question 2 is worth 85 points, Question 3 is worth 15 points, Question 4 is worth 20 points, Question 5 is worth 0 points as it is thrown out, Question 6 is worth 125 points, Question 7 is worth 20 points, Question 8 is worth 45 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 17 of Trivia 38 are Question 1 is worth 5 points, Question 2 is worth 85 points, Question 3 is worth 15 points, Question 4 is worth 20 points, Question 5 is 0 points as it is thrown out, Question 6 is worth 125 points, Question 7 is worth 20 points, and Question 8 is worth 45 points. The top five team standings as of Hour 17, Question 8 are: in fifth place with 2,880 points is Return of the Sloopy X, tied with Network. In fourth place with 2,890 points is Knights of Meek. In third place with 2,915 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In second place with 3,030 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And in first place with 3,470 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is PLF, Revenge of Pongo's Little Finger. The Grocery Bay giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's at 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is PLF, Revenge of Pongo's Little Finger. And now, question one of hour 19 of Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who refers to himself as the Colonel Sanders of Nicotine? Once again, question one of hour 19. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who refers to himself as the Colonel Sanders of Nicotine? Good luck.
Trivia 38 and Tom Daniels. Good afternoon. We're in the middle of question number one, hour 19 trivia, 2007. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who refers to himself as the Colonel Sanders of Nicotine? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns to 90 FM.
We'll be right back.
answer. Thumbs down in the back. Caller quits on question number one. Hour 19 trivia, 2007. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who refers to himself as the Colonel Sanders of nicotine? Nick Naylor. Nick Naylor. Moving on. Question two. Hour 19 trivia, 2007. After watching a rough production of a musical version of Hamlet, this fictional character leaves the company of the people who actually developed the idea so he could take credit for it. What is the first and last name of this fictional producer? Once again, question two, hour 19, trivia 2007. After watching a rough production of a musical version of Hamlet, this fictional character leaves the company of the people who actually developed the idea so he could take credit for it. What is the first and last name of this fictional producer?
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been pushed down, I've been pushed round.
Trivia 2007, we're in the middle of question two of hour 19. After watching a rough production of a musical version of Hamlet, this fictional character leaves the company of the people who actually developed the idea so he could take credit for it. What is the first and last name of this fictional producer? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia 2007 on 90 FM.
Baby love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls have a side, yes. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yes. Said she got the way to movement, yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down on the back. Caller quits on question two of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. After watching a rough production of a musical version of Hamlet, this fictional character leaves the company of the people who actually produced the idea, developed the idea, so that he could take credit for it. What is the first and last name of this fictional producer? Harold Hecuba. Harold Hecuba. Moving on, question three of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the make and model of the automobile on the cover of the Cars album, Heartbeat City? Once again, question three of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the make and model of the automobile on the cover of the Cars album, Heartbeat City?
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double. You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
We're in the middle of question number three of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the make and model of the automobile on the cover of the Cars album, Heartbeat City?
You're making it clear that the one you love. Oh, that's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question 3 of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the make and model of the automobile on the cover of the Cars album Heartbeat City? A Plymouth Duster. Plymouth Duster. Okay, listen up. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, as in boy. Clue number 5. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 5. From where you are now, go past the stove, the bell, the horse head. The great and powerful never did give him anything. Go past the red bridge, now turn left. Go past the eagle and the band that recorded the album, Whop That Sucker. Now turn right. Go past the London subway system and turn left. Go past the rooster and turn right. Go past the geese and the leaping creatures, now turn left. Go past the lay, the trophy, and the angel, now turn left. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 5. From where you are now, go past the stove, the bell, the horse head. The great and powerful never did give him anything. Go past the red bridge, now turn left. Go past the eagle and the band that recorded the album, Want That Sucker. Now turn right. Go past the London subway system and turn left. Go past the rooster and turn right. Go past the geese and the leaping creatures, now turn left. Go past the lay, the trophy, and the angel, now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181. And online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated. Removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Moving on, question number 4 of Hour 19, Trivia 2007. Here goes. Not that anyone in their right mind would ever shop there, but in television advertising, announcing that Sam's Club accepted MasterCard, a sorority system for Lambda Sigma Upsilon, is seen near the near a flashing marquee. What is the message on that marquee? Once again, question 4, Hour 19, Trivia 2007. Not that anyone in their right mind would ever shop there, but in television advertising announcing that Sam's Club accepted MasterCard, sorority sister for Lambda Sigma Upsilon is seen near a flashing marquee. What is the message on that marquee? Good luck from all of us at Trivia 2007. We're in the middle of question four, Hour 19 Trivia 2007. Not that anyone in their right mind would ever shop there, but in television advertising announcing that Sam's Club accepted MasterCard, a sorority sister for Lambda Sigma Upsilon is seen near a flashing marquee. What is the message on that marquee? That's it. Phones down in the back. Caller quits on question four of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. Went like this. Not that anyone in their right mind would ever shop there, but in television advertising announcing that Sam's Club accepted MasterCard, a sorority sister for Lambda Sigma Upsilon is seen near a flashing marquee. What is the message on that marquee? Don't mess with Muffy. Don't mess with Muffy. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. Moving on, question five, Hour 19, Trivia 2007. After taking care of the disturbance at the King Market, this cop deposits his newspaper in everyone's favorite newspaper storage area, his Weber Grill. What is the first and last name of this big screen cop? Once again, question five of Hour 19, Trivia 2007. After taking care of the disturbance at the King Market, this cop deposits his newspaper in everyone's favorite newspaper storage area, his Weber Grill. What is the first and last name of this big screen cop? Good luck!
Well, I've never been looking for a million things. That's why it's all so hard to say. When I'm head over heels, love is going kind of insanity. And if it please your highness, I'm a
Question number five, Hour 19, Trivia 2007. After taking care of the disturbance at the King Market, this cop deposits his newspaper in everyone's favorite newspaper storage area, his Weber Grill. What is the first and last name of this big screen cop? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia 2007 from 90FM.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had been.
Phones down in the back corner. Quits on question number five of Hour 19, Trivia 2007. After taking care of the disturbance at the King Market, this cop deposits his newspaper in everyone's favorite newspaper storage area, his Weber Grill. What is the first and last name of this big screen cop? Marion Cabretti. Moving on, question six of hour 19, Trivia 2007. What is the first and last name of the winner of the 1999 British Columbia Golf Open? Once again, question six of hour 19. What is the first and last name of the winner of the 1999 British Columbia Golf Open?
Little girl, that's my little Sheila.
we're in the middle of question number 6 of Hour 19, Trivia 2007. What is the first and last name of the winner of the 1999 British Columbia Golf Open? It phones down in the back, caller quits on question 19 of our, question number 6 of our 19. Okay, what is the first and last name of the winner of the 1999 British Columbia Golf Open? Jim Rutledge. Moving on, question 7 of our 19, Trivia 2007. What is the name of the magazine that features a monthly reader mail-in feature called Say What? Question 7, Hour 19. Once again, what is the name of the magazine that features a monthly reader mail-in feature called Say What?
Yeah.
in the middle of question number 7 of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the name of the magazine that features a monthly reader mail-in feature called Say What?
Some girl loves to run around, loves to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. We're calling her quits on question 7 of Hour 19. What is the name of the magazine that features a monthly reader mail-in feature called Say What? Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon. Moving on to question 8 of Hour 19. Trivia 2007. Trivia returns. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who established the National Association for the Advancement of Fat People? Once again, question 8 of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who established the National Association for the Advancement of Fat People? Good luck.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Mm-hmm. In case she said, just like Marie Antoinette. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man who tried now and tried to gain some mind. Then again, I gently knew that way. You came naturally from Paris. Naturally, she couldn't care less. But then you said that precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, turpentine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat. She's as really as faithful as a pussycat.
We're in the middle of question number 8 of Hour 19 Trivia 2007. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who established the National Association for the Advancement of Fat People? Phones down on the back. Caller quits on question 8 of Hour 19, Trivia 2007. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who established the National Association for the Advancement of Fat People? Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon. With 90FM News, I'm Sammy Buza. When the fine people at Google can't apply the word security to anything outside of cyberspace, it's time they had a vacation. At least Kaiser was able to escape his cage for a few days. When the 3-foot-long pet python decided to explore Google's Manhattan office, the team had to do a little searching of their own. Their search ended successfully Monday morning. It was easy for supervisors to figure out which employee was Kaiser's owner. It was the one person who was deprived of the inevitable show and tell day in grade school that demonstrated how masterful snakes are at escaping captivity. In other news, it was a good day to be a New York City cabbie when a newly retired couple requested a 2,400-mile ride to Arizona. Like many New Yorkers, the couple didn't drive, and they didn't want to fly because they feared their cats would be too traumatized. So they offered the cab driver a flat fee of $3,000 plus gas, meals, and lodging, which is still a deal for the couple, considering the fare would have equaled about $5,000 each way. The couple also hired a mover to haul their belongings, while the three people and a couple cats will be riding in style in the SUV cab all the way to Sedona, Arizona. The cabbie should be happy with his business transaction, but who can blame him if he decides to charge extra for road games or sing-alongs? I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service. featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your Central Wisconsin weather, tonight partly cloudy, lows around 50. Tomorrow partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently it's 68, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 18 and Question 1 for Hour 20 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
And what is your team name?
Wanna Buy a Monkey.
How'd you get that name?
We love banana splits.
Are they good banana splits?
Excellent banana splits. The biggest banana splits you can find.
Do you sell monkeys with your banana splits?
Yes, we do. Banana splits, you get a monkey for free.
What kind of monkeys?
Potato chips.
How long has your team been playing?
Oh, I would say about 6 years.
Does your team have a theme song?
Yes. The theme song is Hey, Hey, We're the Monkeys by the Wiggles.
Could you sing it for me?
Monkey around. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What is the dumbest answer that you've given so far in the contest?
We love banana splits.
How many players are on your team?
Want to buy a monkey?
That's a good deal. What is the best pickup line this trivia weekend?
Oh, the best pickup line would have to be, hey, do you have a super laxative?
And what happens when a team member falls asleep?
We stick a banana in their pocket.
Who is your favorite 90FM DJ?
DJ Albino.
Really? How long do you think it takes him to get sunburned?
An hour.
Do you listen to 90FM outside of the contest?
Oh, definitely.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever is inside as your own?
Yeah, and I would hope it would be a monkey.
Do you think Oz's weakness is kryptonite?
Oz's weakness would be super laxatives, for sure.
Would you put super